You're listening to the world's best business podcast with Steli Efti and Heaton Shaw,
who insisted on having Steli's name mentioned first, despite him having more Twitter followers.
If you're an entrepreneur who wants to get shit done, stop everything else and focus on this podcast for the next 20 minutes. Then go back to work and crush it.
All right, guys, this is officially the second podcast of the world's best business podcast with Heaton and Steli. And yeah, advice for people who want to get shit done. There you go. We just made the first one, and this is the second right after, so we're not fucking around. And because the idea for this podcast kind of originated at a conference we just attended, we thought, why not talk about the conference and the experience we had? We had a great time together there.
Absolutely.
Let's just talk about that. What was the conference?
Yeah, the conference is called MicroConf, and it's mostly for self-funded entrepreneurs. And I've been going for 5 years. Every time they have it in Vegas. They've also had it in Europe before. And I was pumped when I got the email that Steli said he's going to be there and speaking. So, like, I was like, fuck yeah, it's gonna be like 10 times better. And it was. So, one of the things that I noticed Steli did, just to get right into it at the conference, and I'm sure he'll have his opinions on the conference, but like, I want him to share that first. But like, the thing he did that I was most impressed by and really taught me something was that he made people commit to doing something right away. And I mean, the whole conference is about doing shit. Like right away, but like the way Steli made people do it, they were sending us emails in the morning after we gave them some feedback and some action items about what they did. And I thought that was impressive. So I'd love for you to just, dude, that's awesome. Like I'm good. I do that. But like, damn, you just get right to it.
Well, it was also inspired by you, but I think together we made a lot of people sweat, but we hopefully also made provided some value. I mean, one was the guy that we can talk about in more detail later, that went from that night having drinks with us to the next morning, like having a landing page up, sending us an accountability email with everything he had accomplished in the last few hours. The other thing is we did website teardowns. Heaton was so gracious to invite me
whatever
to be on stage with him on that. And then we had one guy, the very first teardown we did, had something that was just horrendous, and we asked him, could you just fix it while we're doing the other teardown so we can come back in 30 minutes.
And you remembered.
Yes. And at the end of the teardowns, we're like, did you make the change? And we refreshed the site in front of everybody.
And he made the change.
He made the change. People really fucking love that. Yeah. So yeah, turnaround time. And like, let's not just chat about things. Let's make things happen.
Yeah, you had such a great way to make people accountable. And that was the right conference for that.
Yes. So let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the conference, they do these videos. They want to do like a summary video with like everything that's awesome about the conference.
Yeah.
And this is Heaton having multiple phones. This is when you know somebody's a baller. He has one iPhone for like timing. We have a 20-minute timer on that iPhone. And then he has the other iPhone with his calendar and a reminder on or something. I got a call.
I don't want to. One of mine's messed up. One's T-Mobile. One's Verizon.
There you go. All right.
I don't have a night one and a morning one, and I'm also trying to really grok the idea of the two different sizes. I really care about product. I would say that I think I'm okay at it, but I always suck at it. It's one of those things. Anyone that's good at product's going to tell you that. Not that I'm any good, so I'm trying to grok the size. Anyways.
Yes. So, yeah, and basically coming back to that, they do this little testimonial video. My whole thing on the why was this conference awesome was – the amount of people that I talked to that made a change was just, you know, it was in total in like 2 days, maybe 5 or 6 people. That's like 6,000% more than any other conference.
Yeah.
Right? And the audience was much smaller than the average conference I speak at.
Yeah, it's like 230 people or something. It's not even
that small.
That large
audience.
That's right.
But people really want to get shit done. Not everybody. We gave advice to some people that didn't want to hear it.
Yeah.
But, or maybe we get bad advice to really smart